Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Why don't you come on around with me? Get in the backyard. It is 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's Outdoor Living Hour, and it is the fourth Saturday of the month, which means we have our amuamua of sustainability and regenerative gardening. Mr. Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, thank you. I love it that you use the word regenerative.
I'm learning.
Hey.
You speak, I listen, yeah. And learn.
Yeah, beyond sustainability, baby.
You always bring a new thought, a new challenge, a new way of looking at things when we're looking at our gardening and our growing and our life cycles. And I know you recently, in the last year, went to a no-meat diet.
I did. I did.
I have to know, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you cheat on Thanksgiving? Did you have just a little turkey?
I didn't.
You know, on one drum.
I didn't cheat on Thanksgiving. I cheated before that. So I cheat a little bit, but not much.
You're allowed once a year.
There you go.
So what are we working on in the urban farm today?
Wow. Well, we're prepping for winter, as I stutter a little bit. It's getting a little bit cold outside. We're pretending it's cold. Exactly. We're pretending it's cold. And, you know, my thought for this morning was preparing your winter garden. And, you know, I had originally thought, well, we'll talk about how to, you know, cover things, which we'll get to, that stuff. But really, this is the perfect time of year to plant your garden. You know, our brassicas, our broccolis, cabbages, cauliflowers, our snow peas, our root crops. These are all things that it's their time to shine.
And I don't know if it's just me, but I always have better success when I plant on Thanksgiving weekend. I follow all the steps in September, and mm-hmm. I'm getting ready, and you know, summer's ending, and we're going to get this great fall crop. If I wait till the Thanksgiving weekend, I don't know. It seems like I hardly get any germination or any mm-hmm. success rate or anything that carries through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I'm not paying attention yet, mm-hmm. and I've got one failed one, so I'm like, oh, I've really got to pay attention now to make the second planting successful, or if it's just the time of year or what. But this 4-day stretch is mm-hmm. always my most successful harvest. And
well, then that's an observation on your part. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Here's the problem we've had the past few years. In fact, I talked to Bob McClendon at McClendon Select here. I talked to him about a year ago, and he had planted out 50,000, they call them plugs. They're about inch tall plants that start in trays, and of bok choy just a little over a year ago. And it was so warm last fall that they all immediately bolted or went to seed. Yeah, so, you know, we haven't had a hard freeze the past 2 years.
So if they all went to seed, does he have like 500,000 now for the next
cycle? No. Unfortunately, they don't mature completely.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. So I suspect he just tilled them in, but that's the problem we're running into these days, is it's not really cooling off here. And that causes multiple problems. If it doesn't cool off, your fall vegetables that you're having luck at in November are things that 10 years ago I was planting in September. So fast forward 10 years, it's not getting cold enough in the fall to have our stuff grow effectively. And, you know, that's a problem.
And I don't see it happening this year, but that cycle's going to come back around. It's been about since that hard freeze and all those pipe bursts, we'd all kind of got thinking we'd had about a 7 to 10 year stretch of non-freeze in the desert. That cycle's going to hit. It's going to catch us all off guard. But I don't see it happening this winter.
No, it's not going to happen this winter. In fact, the weather powers that be say we're going to have one of the warmest winters on record. Which is a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem for setting fruit. A lot of our fruit trees require
cold. Didn't get any peach last year, and I'm not anticipating it, but we still get the pretty purple blooms.
There you go. Well, we should get some fruit trees. If you have the correct
north side of the fruit tree, I found a little cluster.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so you should still get some fruit trees on your fruit trees if you've planted them per my directions, because there's a bunch of peach trees out there that are higher chill, and you know, they're just not going to produce fruit here. But the other big problem that this presents is that in the wintertime, when we get hard freezes, it kills bugs.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in the dry desert.
Right.
From Flagstaff to you know, Yuma, we still have bugs out here.
Right. Well, but and the cold freezes some of these bugs, and that makes our job as desert growers easier, you know, because it's helping do the work for us. And going forward, you know, like this year, I'm going to have to do a better job of managing for pests in my garden.
Now, what do you do for pests? I don't want to get off your talking points. We always seem to have so much to talk about that
well,
we don't
plan
get
it
through
that
all
way,
our,
man.
Our bullet points. But are you? Do you use neem oils at all? Do you use other are you a praying mantis cultivator that you just turn them loose all over your yard?
So there's a couple things here. Number one is that we need to build healthy soil, and we're going to talk about this here in a few bullets. But we talked about this before. Creating healthy soil is the single most important thing that you can do for having a successful garden. And when you have that healthy soil, you have healthy plants. So just like when, you know, Rosie's not feeling good and your plant's not feeling good, if we're not putting good stuff in at that point, you know, we're not going to be as strong to ward off, you know, the pests. So as human beings, that's the case, same as plants. So building healthy soil is really your number one thing. And then building a balanced environment around your garden. So I don't use any herbicides, pesticides, any chemical, anything on my yard. I've been that way for 28 years now. And I found that there's a balance that my yard has that most of the time I don't have a bug problem. You know, this year I got hit really hard with grape skeletonizers, you know, those little bugs, caterpillars that come along and just annihilate the grapes. And I think that's a function of it not having cooled off. So that's the big thing that I do is I work on healthy soil, make healthy plants. You can use neem oil, which I've used before, when you do have a problem. The thing with bugs, though, is that unless you know what the bug is, you don't know how to treat it because there's hundreds of different bugs out there and you treat them hundreds of different ways. So that's, you know, that's our big challenge. Another thing you can do to help strengthen your plants is do a foliar feeding of kelp and fish emulsion right on the plant. So
now I'm familiar with fish emulch, but what was the other one? Kelp?
Kelp, K-E-L-P.
Talk me through kelp. That's one I've not added to my mental inventory yet of tools.
Well, kelp is kelp. It's, you know, sea plants, and it collects the nutrients and minerals out of the water. And what they do is they pulverize and liquefy it and you know, sell it to us as a globby, stinky clump that comes out of this jar. And we put an ounce of that in a gallon of water, and you can just go around and spray it right on your plants. And this is something that's done in the organic industry a lot, where they actually just use what's called a foliar feed.
So we're in the urban farm, and if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need a little help with plant or insect identification.
Hey, Greg, a question about that organic like the kelp and the fish emulsion. So I thought that was a great idea. But my dogs do too.
Oh, yes, they do.
They like to dig it and roll in it. Do you have dogs?
I don't have dogs. I'm looking for a golden retriever right now, but I don't currently have dogs. But we have to prep for that. That's in the observation part of building out our gardens. We have to observe for, you know, ultimately that's a pest. You know, what's one
big
of our
hairy pests?
A big hairy pest, right? They're negatively impacting our garden, So that's what I tell people. With, you know, if you have something negatively impacting your garden, you have to plan for that. So, you know, keep them away from it.
Okay. Well, it drove my dogs crazy.
Oh yeah. Well, and even our organic fertilizers that we get from Hickman's and, you know, Bioflora and that kind of stuff. If you put that on, in the basin around your plants, your dogs are going to go dig it up. So usually what I do with that is I'll take a sharpshooter shovel. That's the long, skinny shovel. And I'll put a wedge down about 6, 8, 10 inches. And I'll pour a cup of fertilizer there and then just cover it back up so that I'm basically hiding it from the dogs.
Tricky.
Yeah. You got to outsmart
them. Thanks for the tip.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotta outsmart them. What's growing at the urban farm? If I left here right now.
Uh-huh. And drove about 3 minutes.
And 3 minutes, and I had a little wicker basket, and I was going to go pick some vegetables. What mm-hmm. what could I put together off the urban farm at this moment?
Radishes. Those are quick ones. They take about 28 days to grow. Our broccoli and cabbage are coming in. If we had Brussels sprouts planted, we would have Brussels sprouts that you could harvest. Kales, all the greens, spinaches, those kinds of things. Our root crops, so carrots, beets, I mentioned radishes already, those are coming in. Snow peas, if you like snow peas, now is the best time of year to plant them, and they grow prolifically all the way through winter. Incidentally, these are all things that grow pretty much nonstop until May. You know, if it gets down to 24 degrees in my yard, it's not going to phase these guys.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, and then citrus is coming. I had my first. I thought about bringing some oranges down this morning, so I tried one. They're not quite ready. I'll bring some next month.
We had our first orange this week.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit, but you know, our Meyer lemons, mm-hmm. our is exploding.
Nice.
We've got two of them, and there must be 50 on each that are ready for pumpkin.
Wow. So, how long has it been in the ground?
This is year 5.
Oh, all right, cool.
So we're going to...
Just starting to produce.
We're going to be squeezing our own... Our Arnold Palmers this weekend are going to be from your
trees.
From the tree.
Gotta love that, man. I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than growing a meal in your yard.
It is something very satisfying about that. I don't know if it... Yes, it does taste better, but that mental aspect just pushes it over the top. You mm-hmm. can't explain it until you've experienced it.